Welcome to another exciting episode of Bitchin' and Brewin'. It's Ashley.
And Brianne.
And we are here tonight to let you know that we are thankful for all of our listeners out
Indeed
there.
Indeed we are. Thankful for everybody that listens both domestically and internationally.
Yes, because I did see that we had a couple of Canadian listeners.
Well, then they'll be familiar with what we're going to be talking about tonight, except they just had theirs a month earlier.
That's true. And that's going to be Thanksgiving, folks.
Yep, it's coming up on the 400th anniversary next year.
Of Thanksgiving?
Not of Thanksgiving, but of the Pilgrims crossing the Atlantic.
Oh.
So they got here in 1620, and then the first Thanksgiving was the following year in 1621. And they actually are having a big to-do up in Plymouth for it. There's a organization there that's trying to get something together for the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims crossing.
Will people be dressing like Pilgrims and Indians?
They probably will be.
What would you dress as if you were going to that celebration?
I would probably have to do costume changes. I would probably start off with a Native American attire and then switch over to like a pilgrim attire. And right. Then I have to put on my stretchy pants because then I'm going to be eaten afterwards. I'll put on my modern day Thanksgiving attire.
Well, I would probably want to dress like Pocahontas, but I'd end up looking like Sitting Bull or, you know, something like that.
Like
not like the cute
like a costume party.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't look like the cute Pocahontas. I'd look like one of the like busted Indians on the reservation, you know.
Would you look like a, what do you call those things? Is it white trash parties?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where like people dress up and it's just like, oh, that looks terrible on you.
I've been to a white trash bash and it was a lot of fun. But yeah, that's some interesting history there, Brianne.
Well, thank you. I heard it the other day.
Yeah. But we're actually going to do two Thanksgiving episodes because we have a few beers. Well, actually, we have four beers that we want to review, two being our main course and our sides. And then what are the other two?
The other two that we have are going to be our dessert beers, and I'm actually more excited for those.
I know. I'm pretty excited for those as well. And if you hear an echo, we do apologize. We're down here in my basement. No, I don't live with my parents. But we're in the basement. And
what is this room here, though?
What?
This room here.
This is like, I would say, the common area.
The door.
Oh, this right here leads into the laundry room and bathroom. And then there's like another room off to the side there.
Spacious.
Yes, where there is a payphone.
A payphone?
Shit. I swear to you, I'm not an idiot. It's not
We haven't even started our beers yet.
Right. It's not a flipping payphone. It's a rotary phone.
That's very sense. Like, you guys are like switching over into like, you know, superhero outfits and stuff in there.
Yeah, it's the TARDIS. It's the TARDIS. Yeah. So no, but there's a rotary phone back there, and we don't have phone service here because we're not 80. You know, we only use our cell phones.
And so you have phone service. You just don't have landlines.
Right. Well, yeah. We can dial 911 on this rotary phone.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah.
Cell phone service ever goes down.
Right.
Tornado comes through and knocks down the cell phone towers.
We got the rotary
Better
phone.
Better hope that the landlines are still working.
Right. We got the rotary phone. We'll make it work, people. Splice some wires. You know.
Do something.
But yeah, so what are you, before we get into our beers here, Brianne, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I will be leaving, let's see, so today is we are a week out from Thanksgiving right now. So
right.
Thanksgiving is a week from today. Is it always the last Thursday, or is it like the third Thursday, the fourth Thursday?
I always assumed that it was the last Thursday of every November.
Whichever one it is, it's a week from today.
It's always a Thursday.
That's true. It's always a Thursday, and then we have Black Friday after it, which I do not have any plans to go Black Friday shopping. I don't know if you do.
Oh, I do. We go every year.
I cannot deal with that madness. Yeah. I mean, I did go maybe about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't bad then. And I just have no desire to get up that early because, I mean, I really didn't buy anything.
Well, you don't even have to get up that early because now they're like, Thanksgiving be damned. Just come on into the store. Right. We're not even closing.
I did see that there were a couple of places around in, like, the Florence area that said that they were going to be closed. They put a sign up on their door. It says, we're going to be closed on Thanksgiving to allow our employees to enjoy time with their
families. And they should because I'm pretty sure that Target and Walmart are both opening their doors for the Black Friday, like, the pre-Black Friday at 4 p.m. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not going.
No, I won't be going either. Well, and the only reason why we probably won't be is because we're actually going to Bowling Green this year, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
My sister's boyfriend, he purchased a home down there, and they're going to host Thanksgiving. So got a hotel room down there, my husband and my son and I, and then my parents are actually staying at the same hotel. And we're going to, after we have dinner, we're going to, you know, go back to the hotel, whatever, and then we're going to get up to go shopping the next day.
You guys have
down into Nashville, I think.
You guys going to bring any beers with you?
You know what? I will bring some beers home with me because I'm not flying like are.
I hate flying.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it.
I'm flying from, so I leave Saturday to go from here to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then Charlotte to Charleston. And I think it's going to be about a total, I think it's something like from 5:30 I leave here and then get in down at Charleston at like maybe just before 9, I think. Like somewhere between 8 and 9, if all goes well. I just hate the thought of flying. Absolutely hate it. Because, I mean, it's like, okay, if my car breaks down. Granted, it's a 10.5-hour drive down there.
Yeah.
From here to Charleston. And, you know, 4 hours or whatever via airplane. But it's like, if my car breaks down and suddenly stops working in the middle of me driving, I just pull over to the side of the road. If my plane breaks down, I'm 5 miles up in the air going 500 miles an hour.
Right. It's going to be,
what am I supposed to do then?
It's going
to
be a scene out of Lost, basically, is what it's going to be. You know, I mean, if any mode of transportation I could choose.
If Sawyer's there.
Right.
If Sawyer's there.
Right.
What's his name? James. Isn't that the other alias that he goes by?
What I don't.
Sawyer. Isn't he also James?
I think so. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute. For all you Lost fans out there, I still need to finish the last season.
I cried at the end.
To me,
I didn't even realize the thing about Jack's dad.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't understand it until the very end. Like, yeah. They were like, wait a minute. And I was like,
I feel like I need to go back and watch the whole damn thing again. That show was so, I mean, it wasn't one of those shows where you would get up and go to the bathroom and be okay when you came back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shoot, you could sit there and watch the entire episode.
And you'd still be like, Lost. What? Yeah. That's why it was called Lost. It should be called, fuck, what's the show about?
Nobody
what knew. What happened?
Nobody knew until the very end. And then you're like,
right.
Ooh, gotcha.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I would pick teleporting, honestly, if I could, any mode of transportation, if I could teleport. Shoot. I mean, that'd be my preferred method.
I think I'm going to get there at the airport, and then once I get through security, I'm probably going to go straight to the bar.
Oh, well, that sounds
good.
Because
I got to be there 2 hours early as well. So that way I can, you know, calm down.
Right.
Because when the plane leaves, it's going to be dark because it's going to be dark by that point, like 5:30. It gets dark about that time.
I don't like flying in the dark either. Yeah. I mean, not that it's dark on the plane, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. It just freaks me out. Period. But, I mean, it's a lot quicker of a way to get down there.
Right.
And so I'm going to get down there Saturday night, and then my sister and her family comes down on Wednesday because the kids are still in school. So, yeah, I'll just be down there and enjoying time with my family, and then I come back Saturday afterwards. We have no plans to do any Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
But I did talk to my parents and ask if we could go to any local places, like any local breweries or tap rooms or anything.
Nice. Here,
so that way maybe we might be able to find some.
Nice.
I tried to do some research and I couldn't find anything. So if anybody knows of any places in like Charleston, North Charleston, Mount Pleasant, Somerville area, let us know.
Hit us up on the Instagram, which I actually did change. You'll be happy to know. So now it's Bitchin' and Brewin'.
Okay.
And it's exactly how it sounds. So if you don't know how to spell, then sorry about you.
Is it with a G or without a G?
Without a G. So that is a good point.
Okay.
Bitchin' and Brewin'.
Not Bitching and Brewing.
Because that sounds lame. Yeah. That sounds like something an 80-year-old would say. Well, we're just bitching and we're brewing, you know? No, it's bitching and brewing. Mm-hmm.
As we both pause for a water break.
Oh, yeah. So, the first beer we're going to do as part of our main course is from a New York, Pennsylvania, Cleveland, Ohio, brewery called Southern Tier Brewing Company. And this is a seasonal offering from them called Harvest Special Ale. And I don't think that I need to tell you why I chose this one.
I'm going to assume because the tie-in to Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving was a celebration of a bountiful harvest. And then here we have a harvest ale.
I was literally just thinking of that word bountiful in my head because of the Horn of Plenty.
The cornucopia.
Yes. So this beer is 6.7% ABV, and neither Brianne nor I have ever had this beer before tonight. And, upon looking at the label art here, I would give that, you know, it's nothing exciting at all. It's just basically the logo of that brewery, which looks like a spade. Maybe, or is that a shovel? Is that the same thing?
Kind of hard to tell. I mean, I see like the wheat and the hops on it. Mm-hmm. And then, is that a Star of David on it too?
I don't think that's the Star of David.
Just a star?
Just a different looking star. But I don't know what that is.
Is it a cup?
I don't know.
Like a goblet?
Is that a goblet? See, and I, you know, it could be. I was thinking it was a shovel or a spade, which...
I could see that.
All my gardening friends out there, and I don't... That's me. Right? Like, I don't know. Is a spade and a shovel the same thing?
Not necessarily. Not
right, but could be.
I mean, you could use them interchangeably in a pinch.
This, I have no idea what the hell that is. Is it a waffle?
I can't tell what it is either.
It's not a waffle, but...
It's like an antenna.
Right, I do have waffles here. I have frozen waffles if you're hungry.
I have a waffle maker at home.
Ooh, girl. So, yeah, we're going to try this beer here for you live. And the name is, I mean, it's basic. It doesn't scream out like, hey, come buy me. But
it just sounds like a seasonal beer.
Right, and I mean, that's honestly, you know, its name made me buy it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
We're still willing to try it. I know tried a Southern Tier one. Was it the pumpkin one?
It was the...
We did a pumpkin one, I think.
Pumpkin,
yeah.
Yes, and...
I think that was Southern Tier, wasn't it?
I think so. And Warlock. We didn't do Warlock. I wanted to do that one.
And we couldn't find it.
Right.
Which we also could not find another one that we wanted to try for this episode that we were going to bring to you guys. And it turned out neither one of us... when we went to go look in the stores, we were able to find it.
Right, and that could be for the next episode. We'll talk about that, because I'm pretty pissed about that, actually.
Because you've tried it before?
I have, and I like it. I really like it, and I feel like this nothing against Southern Tier, but I probably wouldn't have bought that had I'd found the other one.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the one they were looking for, so.
Right.
Let's go ahead and try this one.
All right.
It smells just like a regular beer.
Yeah, I don't think it has any distinct smells to it, like spice-wise. No. Or I thought it might taste pumpkin-y, but...
It's got a bitterness to it.
It does, and a citrusy bitterness at that first.
Kind of like like the bitterness from, like, if you were to bite into, like, a piece of rind...
Almost. Yeah, on an orange. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. I don't know that I taste any specific flavors other than like that citrusy thing that you were talking about, like that citrusy bitterness. It just tastes like a regular beer to me. I don't know what makes it Harvest Ale.
I don't either.
As opposed to anything else for that.
I don't taste any of I don't taste any pumpkin flavorings. I don't taste any... cinnamon, clove,
nutmeg. Is it wheat? Like, is it kind of got like a wheat flavor to it?
A little bit. I can tell. A little bit, yeah.
Because I don't think I've had anything that's specifically been labeled as a wheat beer, so I might have had wheat beer.
Well, this is a little more hoppy than what a wheat beer would taste like.
Okay, maybe I'll end up liking Wheat Beer. Maybe yeah. we should do that on one episode.
We should. I really do. I think, like, you know, taking this journey with you through some of the craft beers that we've had together, I really think you'd enjoy Wheat Beers.
Yeah.
They're very, very...
Are those more prevalent in the winter versus the summer, or is it just kind of like a even mix
throughout? I would say spring to summer.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have some of those during the spring to summer then.
Because
mm-hmm. I saw some that were called Wit Beers, and mm-hmm. I don't know if that means wheat beer or if it means like a white, like a pale beer.
We may need to look
German.
That up.
I've got my Greek book here, but I don't have German.
Yeah, I'm not fluent in Greek or German.
I can say a couple of things in German, but... I am what they are.
I am fluent in good taste, and so I'm gonna rate this beer. I hate to rate this like low because it's not a bad tasting beer.
Should we maybe could we potentially at some point discuss updating our rating scale?
I think we should because I hate to say it's not equivalent at all to Bud Light flush it down the toilet. It's not mm-hmm. shit. But I really probably wouldn't buy it with someone else's dime either. I mean, maybe like one try and one and done, you know?
Yeah. It just doesn't taste like anything
indifferent
specific. I don't know what would make it a harvest ale again.
I don't either. I don't understand. And if Southern Tier is listening, again, you can reach us on Instagram. Bitchin' and Brewin'. I mean, if you could let us know what is supposed to make this harvesty, it's really hoppy to me. And maybe I just don't understand, like, what goes into, you know, a harvest beer or a yeah. fall beer. But I wouldn't think this would be the taste of fall.
No. I would much rather have their pumpkin, though. That one, oh, my God, that was delicious.
That was good. But I'm going to tell you right now that this next one we're going to try...
Wait, let me finish this one real quick.
Yeah. Smell-wise,
mm.
is blowing pumpkin out of the water. So I'm going to clean my palate here.
Yeah, I'm also going to do that. Good call. With our
Crystal Springs
water.
Oh, yeah. Crystal Springs water. Oh, yeah. Healing properties of cleansing your palate. So the next one we're going to review is New Belgium. And do you know where is New Belgium Brewery at? Do you know?
No, because I don't think I've had any New Belgium ones before.
Now this one is, hold on. Okay, so.
Yes.
You're going to South Carolina.
Yes.
Sorry. This is a Fort Collins, Colorado and Asheville, North Carolina brewery.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And, so
I
this
do
is,
pass Sierra Nevada on my way down there.
My sister went to that brewery a couple years ago, and she raved about it.
From what I've heard, a lot of the Sierra Nevada... Oh, my gosh. Sorry. For those of you who don't like the discussion of bodily functions, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just belched. I'm sorry.
I did, too.
I didn't, you know, and it was, but it was, we both belched so low. It was a womanly belch.
Yes.
Like, I do have a friend that...
It was a lady belch.
It was a lady belch.
Which
and
also
I,
sounds like a different...
Well, listen, I can assure you that the bodily functions that are going on tonight in this basement are all natural. They're all natural, and we are being very ladylike about it. I have a friend that belches like a man. And
I do too.
I want to tell her, like, I know she's aware that she does it, and if she's listening tonight, I just want to say, girl, it's got to be said that you got to stop that shit. It's disgusting.
Or enter a contest.
Right. I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well win some damn money for it.
I don't know who this is, but I would just encourage her to enter a contest.
Right.
Where there might be some money involved.
Right. And I would also...
I would bring my friend who could also do the same thing, and maybe they could
team up. Right. Right.
Maybe they could team up.
Win
but
some
I was
going to
say that the belch tasted very citrusy.
It was. It was very orange rind, like you said.
Yeah, or grapefruity.
Grapefruity, there you go. Maybe. Yeah, because grapefruits are bitter. Maybe that's where the bitterness is coming in.
It is that citrusy bitterness, too.
Right.
But that was a different flavor, which, again, I'm sorry for that description, but it's a different flavor. And it was all air, I swear.
All air.
It was all air.
None of that pizza I made earlier.
No, which was also good. Thank you. Find that Chef Boyardee stuff in the store. But
I'm a chef.
It had a very citrusy aftertaste to it now that I've cleansed my palate.
Right. Well, but the next one we're going to do is the New Belgium Voodoo Ranger. And it's not just any release. It's a special release, Brianne.
Do we know what makes it special?
Fuck if I know. It's Atomic Pumpkin is the name of this beer. So right out the gate, look at this label. That makes me want to buy it.
I mean, it's got that, I don't know what that is. Is it a skull with rabbit ears or dog ears? I cannot tell.
It's a skeleton. And
he's got some weird looking.
He's got something going. I mean, he's a hipster.
I can never figure it out.
I can't either. He's a hipster.
I keep seeing a lot of the Voodoo Ranger beers in like Walmart, Kroger, and all that.
Yeah.
And just looking at them, I've always thought, oh, those are going to be probably really hoppy. Because a lot of the ones that I see in the stores are IPAs.
This is the first one that I've seen that is not.
I went to Target yesterday, and there were like 3 or 4 different Voodoo Ranger IPAs there. And you're like, dude.
Where's
something that's not an IPA?
Well, it's right here in my basement, Brianne.
Well, it smells delicious.
It does. And this guy looks like he's wearing a Sergeant Slaughter hat. Remember Sergeant Slaughter from G.I. Joe? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And it says that it's a pumpkin ale featuring cinnamon and habanero chili peppers.
I don't smell the habanero.
For just the right amount of heat. I don't either.
What it smells like? It smells like a pumpkin roll.
It does. I literally cannot wait to drink this. And it's 6.4% ABV too. So they're very similar in ABVs for them to be what they are. But you know, let's drink this.
Maybe this will be a good segue into our dessert.
Cheers. Cheers. Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't taste the habaneros yet. Oh.
That's a kick. That's a kick.
We both at the same time.
And that is amazing.
How the heck?
That beer is amazing.
That is good.
It's sweet, though.
It is.
It's very sweet.
And now the flavor's changing. Now it's more pumpkin pie-y.
Yeah.
There's still that. So what happened was we both took a sip. For those of you that obviously can't see us, which is everybody except for ourselves.
Right.
We both took a sip. And we had a second where we were like, nope, not tasting the Hobbit. Yep, there it is,
burning still in the back of my throat.
And it's not a bad burn. It's like, if you get something that's very cinnamony, how you have like a very, like a dull kind of burn in the back or the roof of your, or not the back of your, or the roof of your mouth, but like that burn that you get. You remember the Oprah chai at Starbucks?
Yeah, and I want to talk for a second since you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I know that Oprah means so much to sad white women everywhere. But I want to know, what makes it an Oprah chai tea latte?
I think it was one that she helped develop, I think.
Why did she get to help develop? Because she's Oprah?
Maybe. When you're a billionaire, you can do those things.
That's true. She's like, well, I'm in my down season. Starbucks.
Might as well.
You need. It yeah, was just your chai tea's not selling. But if my name's on it, damn it, it will sell.
Well, it was through Teavana, I think. Which Teavana is now kind of Starbucks. Not exactly defunct, but kind of defunct.
Right.
There's not a Teavana store anymore, as far as I know.
I love the Teavana store.
Yeah.
We're going off on a tangent.
We
like
are.
Hardcore.
To bring it back, though, what I was going to... And your dog's going crazy upstairs.
Oh, yeah. If you hear that, that's a doxy up there. Losing her shit.
Sorry, I had to take another drink there. Yeah, there's that burn again. But what I was going to say is when I had the Oprah chai lattes... Or not the Oprah chai latte, but like the Oprah chai tea.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so cinnamony. It burned.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happens with this, except that it's not a deep burn.
Right. No. It's not like that bourbon burn that you feel all the way down to your soul.
Yeah. It's not one of those. It hangs out on like the back of your tongue and it hangs out a little bit in your throat.
Yeah.
But it doesn't burn anyplace else after that. And there's that pumpkin flavor that keeps coming through.
Yeah.
Like when you have air going past your tongue as you're talking, you get that pumpkin-y taste.
And maybe that's also why it's called Atomic. Like maybe that's why they have the chili peppers. Stuff. Yeah.
That's good.
That gets a hell yeah bartender. Pour me another one. And this would also be a good beer to drink around the fire because it's like warming your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I almost wonder if it would taste just as good or better if it were warm or not as cold. I mean, you got to be real careful with your temperature for your beers, but
you do.
But I mean, this is almost something that you would drink, like if you were having. Thank you for the refill.
You're welcome.
If you were having a pumpkin roll, or if you were having a dessert or something.
Oh yeah, and like the very first taste of this, mind you, when you've never had it. The very first taste is very sweet, but every drink after is not that sweet.
Yeah, the sweetness kind of dies off, and then I feel like the chili burn, like the chili pepper burn,
yeah,
kind of hangs out. Like it doesn't die off.
No,
it's not like where it's fading or anything. Like it's still there at the back of my tongue, kind of like I said, like a cinnamon burn.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah, is that what you would give the rating for this beer?
Hell yeah, bartender, pour me another. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, I would have to say though, with the sweetness level of it, I probably wouldn't be able to, because I mean, it's sweet and it's got kind of like that savory baking spice taste to it too.
Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't be able to drink a ton of it.
Right.
But yeah, if the bartender gave me like a shot glass full, I would have been like, hell yeah, bartender, pour me another.
Yeah, this is definitely a great beer. So kudos to you, New Belgium.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm impressed that this is a non-IPA beer from your Voodoo Ranger series.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to try more.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. But well,
so that was a good entree that we had, like the main course and our sides.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good one that would move us into our dessert beers.
Yeah.
For
so
our next episode,
we're gonna clean up the dishes here and you know, let our food settle a little bit, and then we're gonna strap in for some desserts.
Yes, we will. So hopefully we'll have some,
get your insulin ready, folks.
Some episodes coming up here for you guys, and you guys can digest this one for a while before we release our dessert beer ones.
We'll see you soon. Well,
talk to you later, guys. Probably won't see you, but
we'll talk at you later.